Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Amateur Otaku Podcast. We're here talking everything in the world of anime every single week. This is our first stream of 2024. Woo. Excited to be back. Woo is right. Guys, it's been a long time since I've seen your faces in Isaac's avatar, I guess. How you been? We had a whole holiday break. We were gone for like 3 weeks.
You know, I've been doing all right, I guess. That anime's been good, but anime's also been sad. But we'll talk about that.
I've been good.
A lot has happened. Yeah,
I've been good. It's nice to see you guys. Anime has been sad. Manga's been sad. It's been a lot.
You see, I've been over here living my best life, watching Kaguya-sama Love is War. I don't know what you guys were up to.
I did watch that as well.
I did not.
It's been good over here too. I'm just exhausted. At least I don't put garlic cloves up my nose. So
that's an inside joke that I will not elaborate on. Isaac, how are you still exhausted after a 21-day break?
You know why.
Damn.
I digress.
All right, if you say so. First show of the year. Brandon couldn't be here with us, but that's okay. I'm Mike. That's the Mad Duck Isaac. Jamie's down there. And Dij is joining us from Geekset and the Amateur Otaku, the Chatter After Live. Too many live streams, y'all, that I'm hosting.
Too many. Nowadays.
But we'll get there. Dij, what have you been watching? You said anime's pain. So, like, what's been going on? What's been happening?
The pain is strictly from Jujutsu Kaisen.
I
already was in pain from watching season 2. And then I was like, well, you know what? I don't want to wait 3-4 years for it to get whatever to just completely caught up with the manga. So I'm going to read the manga. And it was a great decision, and that it was great. But oh my God, was there so much more pain? And it's just like, I understood when you said, you know what? I'm just going to put my hands up on this. I get it.
Yeah.
At times I felt like, man, I shouldn't do this. I don't need to subject myself to this. But outside of that, at least I had the I was able to watch, obviously, Spy Family. That was my feel good one. Mm-hmm. I rewatched Keep Your Hands Off Isaacin. That was another feel good one. And I started watching Delicious in Dungeon. I think Jamie
about
it. I saw there's only 3 episodes, so I've only watched those 3. But it's
fun. Is there 3? Hold on, I'm missing an episode.
It's weekly. I think it's every Wednesday, I think, something like that.
I think so. I watched
every
it
every Thursday.
Oh, then it must have came out. I watched it earlier today, so
yeah. The episode was today. That's a fun one.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun, and it's about food. Their anime about food is always good.
For sure. It was in my most anticipated anime of 2024 list that I wrote for Collider.com. Check that out if you want to. That was an underrated one. I'm like, I haven't seen hardly anyone talk about this, but like Netflix just keeps tweeting the trailer on like the anime account that they have. So I'm like, yeah, it looks cool. I like food. I like dungeons. It's got the Breath of the Wild vibes, right? Of like slaying monsters and cooking up good meals.
Yeah. So.
Or sometimes abominations. It depends.
Exactly. Dubious food. You know, it's funny though, Dij, you were talking about JJK and how you got to a point where you're like, do I keep going? Was it the same point that AJ got to? No spoilers, obviously, but AJ himself was like, I don't know if I can keep doing this. And he loves
that. No, I honestly wasn't mad at that. I get why AJ would be upset, like how it what happened, but you could see it coming. And so I was just like, okay, I get it.
Especially if you know something behind the scenes, if you catch my drift.
Oh, that's also fair. I didn't know that going in, but you can tell afterwards.
What chapter was that for reference? Just so the people who have read the manga know what we're referencing.
Oh, let me.
That was like 247 or something like that.
236.
There we go. Yeah. So 236 is what we're referencing. If you've read JJK, that's the moment that almost made AJ quit, not the moment that almost made Dij quit, which I think is interesting.
It was just the culmination of everything. It was just like you were getting hit after hit. And I, like I said, again, yeah. I think it was just because I binged it. I read from the end of the Shibuya incident to basically caught up in the span of like a week and a half. I was off. Then the first few days back at work, I was in training. So it was like, I'm just listening. So I was reading and doing that at the same time. So I think it was just, you don't need to read about a year and a half of a manga in a week and a half. Like
everything, everywhere, all at once. It's
too much.
It's a lot of emotions. That's one thing I've noticed from what like specific manga that I'm reading and then watching it get adapted. It's like, wow, the stories move way faster in the anime because they're taking like 4 or 5 chapters and putting it into a single episode.
Yes.
So pacing wise, I get that. I can understand how you would feel that because going through Boruto or My Hero Academia and like seeing how those chapters are just being like, that was 10 minutes. It was like 2 chapters. I'm like, oh, wow. No time passed here.
Right.
That's a lot. That's a lot. So I get it. Jamie, you watched JJK too.
Mm-hmm.
Did Digi's words scare you from continuing the series? Because there's no signs of this slowing down, apparently, the trauma.
No, I feel like everybody that I cared about, they're at risk. So if I just continue going, like, you know.
You're numb to the pain.
You gotta go the Game of Thrones route. Everyone can go.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm approaching it at this point. Or it's like, oh, you know, nobody's safe anymore. You know, if they go, you know, they went. At least I enjoyed them, I guess.
That's so depressing.
My God.
Yeah.
Fun side note. Supposedly, I guess, mascot they have on the Shonen Jump magazines, the one-eyed cat. It's just weird. That cat has only one eye because he's too lazy to draw another one. But anyway, go ahead, Jamie.
Let me see. I'm trying to look at my... I just joined Serialized and Letterboxd and probably 50 other apps that I didn't need to
She's
have.
A true film nerd now.
Is this the cat?
Yeah.
That's definitely one I get.
He's just too lazy to draw a second eye. That's ridiculous, man.
Supposedly.
I mean, look, man. He has a lot of other stuff he's drawing.
That's fair.
I mean, copy paste. But, all right. Hey, what's going on?
So,
but I've also been watching outside of JJK and being depressed. I did finish Spy Family, and I was very happy with this season. I feel like season one, it kind of like the first core, excellent, a lot of fun. The second core, also fun, but it was lacking that like depth in the story elements. And the season two, I feel like they definitely pulled it around. Now I'm just curious, like, can they continue to develop other characters like Lloyd? I feel like Anya, like, I want to see more from her, but I also don't know if she has more to give quite yet. I've also been watching Evangelion with my brother. We're like more than halfway through the show now, and I actually really enjoy it. There's a lot of craziness that goes on in that anime.
That's an understatement.
But I've been having fun with it, and that's
looking crisp.
I'm actually using my camera now instead of a webcam.
Do you have a prompter?
It didn't show up yet.
Oh, you'll have to let me know. I'm trying to get one. But yeah, that's me.
Nice. Isaac, you? What you been up to over the break?
Well, I've finished Spy. I finished JK. I actually recently finished Farron, the episodes we have left. And I have to say, it's getting better and better.
I've heard that.
As someone that was on it at first, and just, yeah, this is really good.
It's in its second core now, right? I think it just started.
I'm seeing lots of memes and stuff online, especially from artists. So that's how I know the show's popping off. I'm like, oh, people are drawing this now. They're committing more time to the show. Like, that's how you know.
Fearon is a funny character in her own right, because how socially awkward she is, in lack of better terms.
Yeah.
I Well, I started the Uno Collected Vinland Saga. I have also checked out Tetsuya Endo's recent manga that he has started that we do side by side with Spy Family, and that's Blade of the Moon Princess, which I got no knowledge of from AJ, which is, should I read a synopsis?
Go ahead.
Defiant and vulgar, Princess Kaguya Takenouchi is not the heir to the moon's silver court that her mother's retainer had hoped for. But when the empress falls ill during a wave of terrorist attacks, Kaguya resolves to do right by her people and rise to occasion. Unfortunately, Kaguya's enemies are a step ahead of her, and she is ejected from the moon and stranded on the primitive, tainted world below. Can she find her way back to the moon and reclaim the throne that she is rightfully hers from the upset? And we only have the first volume available here as of right now, but it's a lot of fun. I joked with AJ that, as far as we could tell, Kaguya could be some long-time ancestor to Yor, and that could explain her inhuman strength.
I now know why you like this series. Ah, there it is.
That was an open goal, I can admit. And
free money right there.
Yeah, I know. And I also found my sort of like feel good anime, and that is, I know it will sound weird knowing the title, but it's A Masterful Cat is Depressed Again, and it's about an random Japanese woman that is traditionally, like every other Japanese worker, working herself to death because of the Japanese culture. But during the winter, she founds a cat that, or should I say kitten, that is, well, if she left him there, he would have died out of the snow. Mm-hmm. And when he takes... I just saw the chat. And he... when she takes him home, she noticed that, or should I say the cat noticed that, well, have you guys seen Zoom 100?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I also finished on 100 at the break. That was good.
Yeah, same here. But the thing, imagine how his apartment, the main character's apartment, was at the beginning there, times 10, so to speak. And because of that, the cat decides that he is going to step up and help her with the apartment. So he learns how to cook, how to clean, how to fix this, that, everything. He even managed to go out to the grocery store and buy food and all. And he takes care of her like, he's her personal Alfred or something, and their interaction is kind of funny, and the misunderstanding with the co-workers as they think she's sort of like a superhuman because of the cat is helping her out and all that jazz.
Well, interesting.
Did you send a gif of it earlier?
Yeah, I sent a gif of it earlier.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I can show off the...
I want to say we read a breakdown for it, and we were talking about like anime coming in 2023 from one of the seasons. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it might have been from the fall list that we did. We didn't do the winter one. But yeah, it sounds fascinating. Definitely going to have to check it out.
Mm-hmm. The cat was cute in the GIF, so I'm interested.
Ooh, we got a screenshot. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very that large is a cat, much though. Larger cat than I was expecting throughout this entire, like, your entire description. I don't know why I pictured just still a regular-sized cat.
I don't know why I pictured a cuter cat when Jamie said it was cute.
That's cute. I mean, there's other, look at other images, you'll see, but I think it's cute.
Yeah. And she's, light-headed, oh, what to do in Canada. So, well, it's a miracle that you found a cat, because she would probably have died in her own apartment at some point, wouldn't it be for that cat?
The cat looked like it would have been the thing that killed her, but
you know. No. So, but yeah, and well, and obviously I have a continuing One Piece, but that's self-explanatory.
Yeah, One Piece is gonna go on forever and ever. You're on the Egghead Island arc now, right? In the anime?
Yep. In the anime and in the manga. In the manga, all I'm saying that because for those that reading, and with no spoilers, Kuma with this arc has become one of my favorite character of the entire franchise.
Kuma. By I'm not familiar with that one.
That's
you should be familiar to that one when where you are.
Kuma. I have to look this up.
All I know is Kuma the bear from Tekken, but all right.
I was thinking Monokuma from Danganronpa. I don't know if I've seen this man. I do not know this man. I like his outfit though. Bomber.
Yeah. But with no spoiler, Kuma has easily become one of my favorite characters in the franchise.
That's interesting, and you know, One Piece, biggest manga in the world, and all that. I have never seen this man before in my life.
Yeah,
like
I don't think so either.
All right, his first name
Bartholomew. Ooh.
I don't like Kuma? That.
That's the name. All right,
it's a rough name, Bartholomew. He definitely got to go by Barry.
That's what the Flash does. Crazy.
Yeah. But
speaking of One Piece, we haven't talked about like the Wit Studios rebooting One Piece. How are we feeling?
I'm caught up.
That?
Let's go. Never gonna watch the original anime now.
I'm just curious, are they going to just update the animation from the what Toei did, and yes, maybe cut it so it flow better, or are you going to reanimate it?
I don't think you get Wit to copy Toei's work. I feel like they would have to just do their own thing. That's too big of a studio to do that, you know?
I mean, Toei is part of the production, so.
Yeah, they're probably licensing it out.
Maybe they give them like the character sheets and stuff and color palettes, but I don't know if they do more than that.
The score.
They also, might keep the music are they same. Going to recast Luffy now and the rest of them, or are they going to reuse voice assets?
I don't know, because since it's a Netflix production, I feel like the English voice cast would be like the main cast, so they might just get the original Japanese voice actors back. I mean, that's what they did for the live action dub anyway. So I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Like you mentioned in the Discord, maybe they use the live action actors as for the anime English dub, and just get the Japanese voice actors sort of like, well, using their line and just reusing them, kind of deal.
I know I remember reading somewhere that the Japanese voice actors were going to be back for it.
I know that the Luffy's voice actress said that she's planning to live at least 164 or whatever she wants, because she felt that she should be a part of the remake too, or something along those lines.
She will definitely be recording Luffy and all the way up until the end of her life. I guarantee you that, with how long the series is going.
I mean, Gurkha's voice actress is 84, and she's still doing. I know it's a semi off topic, but I seriously hope Toei has a sort of like a legacy training or something like that, because majority of their big voice actors is over 60.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably do. You know, Nintendo, they had to get the new Mario. Not that Charles Martinet is, actually, I don't know how old he is, but.
He is over 70, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so it was, I guess, about time to try and transition to the new Mario, I guess.
Well, not transition.
Well, I just, 68,
by the way. Yeah, 68.
So I don't know how to put it without being offensive.
It's like the Emperor's New Groove. Like, yeah, your time is over, man. We got to get you out. You're being let go. Like, no.
He just showed up on the, hey, hope you enjoyed that time. We got a new guy.
What's weird to me about Mario, I'm not trying to stay here too much. This is an anime podcast. What's weird to me about Mario is, like, the Peanuts never recast Snoopy because Snoopy barely talks, so they just keep reusing the same original audio from the 60s. I feel like Mario can get away with that pretty much because he's really just saying wahoo, here we go, over and over again. Like, there's not much extra dialogue from Mario.
Yeah, yeah. Mario, I mean, if they kept Mario. If he start coming next game, like, what's up, y'all? Like, you're going to be like, what is going on?
Right.
I think if they kept him like how he's been with like all the games up until this point, except for like Mario Wonder, then I would agree. But I feel like they are trying to take Mario in like a slightly different direction. And maybe he's trying also, to personalize him a little bit more.
He's also Wario in the recent WarioWare game.
He's also Wario, who?
Does he talk that much? I don't.
The new guy.
Yeah, the new guy.
Yes. Oh yeah, the guy that plays. Yeah, he's also Wario.
And I do find it funny that he is one of the. He's the former commercial guy that talked about all the games they presented in a Nintendo Directs a couple of years ago. He's a form so talk about upgrade within Nintendo then.
Mm-hmm. Got that promotion.
Can you imagine becoming Mario and your original job was presenting Splatoon 2 and that was his job and now he's Mario? That's a big promotion.
Yeah.
Would have never expected that, but good for him. Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a show that we all watched. Solo Leveling. We can finally talk about it because we watched early. Also, full disclosure, Crunchyroll did send us the episodes. We watched the first two. I don't know if episode two is out yet. I think that's Saturday.
Episode two is not that.
Tomorrow. I think
tomorrow.
Okay. No, Friday.
Okay. On 2 days.
Saturday. Oh, it is Saturday? Okay.
Okay. So we're not going to spoil the events of episode two, but if we're talking and we're giving a bit of background about something that hasn't happened yet, that's why. Just for full context, because they gave it to us and it was in one file, so we didn't know that there was an episode two break. So if things start to blur together a little bit, that's why, but don't worry, we're not going to spoil anything in the second half of that episode that we got. Mm-hmm. So this is based on a Korean comic, right? Instead of a Japanese one?
A manhwa.
Is it a webtoon?
Webtoon or a manhwa? I don't can't recall.
It was definitely a manhwa, but I don't know if it was also a webtoon. That's a question for AJ. He's not here.
I know it's a light novel also.
That might be it. So I really enjoyed this two episode premiere that we had. Episode one's also really good. I love Brandon kind of said it kind of feels a little bit like Sword Art Online with its premise of like, you know, he's got to level up, but he can't level up. But the main character, of course, is going to figure out a way to get more powerful so he can beat the upcoming boss. And I think that is an interesting idea. And I know Sword Art Online is very controversial, especially on this podcast. Isaac, don't freak out. No and comment. There it is.
You should listen. Still watch this, even if Sword Art Online isn't for you.
Yes.
That's my point.
This feels a lot better than Sword Art Online already.
I like the beginning of Sword Art Online. It's when they start doing the weird stuff. Then I'm like, okay, I agree. But let's not discount that beginning.
I despise that show, but I digress. Let's move on.
I know our audience, and I know my co-host. Isaac, I'm just going to toss to you then, because of the direct comparison. Why is this better than Sword Art Online? Like, what makes Solo Leveling work for you?
Well, how should I put it? The main character on the spot is more likable than Kirito.
Yeah.
Genwoy is more likable and relatable than Kirito. So that's a good start just by that already. And it's not just a generic stuck within another game's... Oh, I wouldn't call it generic, but the trope of XP
isekai, people. Right.
Yeah.
It's not a... I don't dislike isekais, so that's not that. I'm just talking specifically about person getting stuck in a video game style like that. It just, you can't do that so much with that trope anymore, that it feels really original.
Yeah.
And I do, how should I put it? I don't know if it's because of the whole setup that basically the first two episodes was, but it does feel like this show will take, based on those, we will take more risk than what Sword Art Online have done, as far as I've seen it. And I've seen the first three or four seasons because of our coverage of the pod, I can't recall.
Of Sword Art? Okay. Gotcha. As somebody who hasn't watched Sword Art Online, this comparison intrigues me.
I haven't watched Sword Art Online either. So.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Yo.
If you guys want to watch me ranting about Sword Art Online to the point that I'm even angrier than our recording of Promised Neverland Season 2, ooh, I can link those in the description.
I want to watch an episode first, because I don't want you to taint. I don't want you to taint it for me now.
But if you start, the beginning is good. The beginning is good. I feel like
Jamie's like you're gonna get hooked for like a season and then get mad.
Well, it's not.
I just hope that the creator doesn't give us indication that he wants to do tentacle porn like the Sword Art Online creator does. But that's besides the point.
He dropped no warning.
Yo, what? Never mind. I don't want to watch it now.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm still intrigued. I'm still more confused.
I don't think there was any technical stuff in Sword Art Online. If it was, it was a minimum. I feel like most people are more concerned about certain relationships that shouldn't have been relationships.
Oh my
god! What? Not any tentacles or anything, but.
All right, Leo, it's nothing like Sword Art Online from what we've seen so far. Y'all giving him such the wrong idea.
Yeah, it's not.
We're gonna rate it back in. Dude, what did you think of this show? Since it's not Sword Art Online.
The first two episodes I really enjoyed. It's very isekai-like. Like, obviously, you're going into a different world, but the way that they set it up to be like, you gotta go almost to like a portal into this world each time, like they sort of invaded the real world. I like that take on it. One thing I think we all talked about when we were watching it, this man should not be an adventurer. I think he was talking about, you know, how much he was being like, how much he was struggling in like the weak dungeons. So I'm really interested to see his growth. Obviously we get that story so much, but the way that they're sort of going about it with this one, it's intrigued me so far.
Yeah, there's like different classes of heroes and like explorers, I guess you could say. And it goes from like S to E, and he's E rank.
Hold that thought, Jamie. What is on screen right now?
Y'all not about to do Solo Leveling.
A scene from Sword Art.
All right, one scene out of I don't know, because I literally don't remember this happening. You're making it sound like the whole show. That's what this is about. But whatever, Solo Leveling. The heroes are ranked from S to.
That's just one of many.
And our main character, there are weird things. There are weird things that happen in the show, but our main character is ranked level E, and he struggles even in like the E and D dungeons. Like he was hospitalized, I think, in the last D dungeon that he went to.
Wasn't there? Yeah, weren't they in the E dungeon when he first was like, I just got out the hospital from it, and it's like,
So Jinwoo is they're called hunters in the series, by the way, just for the proper name. He's a E ranked hunter, and he's struggling in the E dungeons, E level dungeons. Yeah. So in this universe, you can't level up. You can't get better. You know how in Naruto, right? He's fighting to become a Jonin and a Hokage. You don't progress. If you're E, you're just stuck at E with no hope of improving.
You like awaken to like a certain amount of a potential and you don't ever get more, which I don't even believe that. I'm not going to lie. like when they said that, like, oh, you just awakened to like a certain amount of power. That's all the power you ever get. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense at all. You're telling me some baby wake up, be like S level and I could be E just forever. Like that doesn't make any sense.
Well, you gotta remember guilds were big businesses in this world. They had skyscrapers compared for the guild. So there's probably some other stuff why you can't level up.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Something in the water. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see how... What's the main character's name? I'm really horrible with names. Sung Jinwoo. I'm excited to see how Jinwoo kind of overcomes these challenges, especially towards the end of the first episode. They're clearly... they walked into the wrong dungeon. They are in the wrong neighborhood right now.
Yeah, he needed to make a couple more potions before going in there because they are struggling at the end of episode one.
They are. And
it's tough. I love the entire setup of this, of like, you know, classic shonen protagonist. He's weak, but now he must become strong. And how does he do that? Blah, blah, blah. I love that stuff. Always will. Always have a soft spot for it in my heart. One thing that sticks out for this one, though, is that its entire world, right, of like having these dungeons, and he didn't get isekai, like he didn't get sent to a fantasy world. The fantasy world is mixed with a relatively normal world, and I think that contrast is interesting because, like Didge was saying, we have skyscrapers, we've got cars, and we've got cell phones, and then dude just takes this whack knife and like, oh, gotta go dungeon exploring, and it's like
he went to the dollar store, got himself a knife, he's like, all right, I'm ready to go.
To be fair, he couldn't afford anything else.
He couldn't. He wanted, but it's still a dollar store knife. It is still a dollar store knife.
You gotta go if you can. You can't just go in there fist. So at least
you don't go to a gunfight with a Nerf gun. That's all I'll say. Like
he should know better. That's all you got.
Right. That's the thing. Would you rather go to a gunfight with a Nerf gun or go to a gunfight with nothing? That was his option.
What is a Nerf gun gonna do for you?
Better than nothing. Better. Ow! Maybe you can distract them. Shoot a Nerf bullet into the eye or something.
Oh my gosh, y'all are putting you whip too it out fast, on the Nerf gun.
Duck and then you run. They won't know it's a Nerf gun until they get hit and like, oh wow, that was lame.
sure.
It's like the ex-wife in Iron Man 2. It's just like, if it's a dud, they don't know that until it hits them.
That is true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, I think the world is interesting. One thing that kind of annoyed me a little bit is the supporting characters.
Oh, really?
When you look at the trailer and you look at the poster, the supporting characters we meet in this first episode, these first two episodes, they ain't the supporting cast of this show. So it's like we're introduced to like very flat, like one note people around this character, which signals to me either they ain't gonna live that much longer or they were just filler characters until he goes to Jujutsu High or UA Hero School, or he goes to some other place away from where he is now. Because again, like the poster for this entire series, he's with some dude that we haven't met yet. I think that's
The girl that he hangs out with, she's not on there.
She's not in the poster, no.
Oh no, not
well, I mean, girl. we saw the end of this first episode. I fully expect that they are cannon fodder at that point. Like, we saw how this episode was ending, and it's like, y'all all might die.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. It's not a huge drawback for me, but it's kind of one of those things of, like, I'm not attached to anybody here. I like Jinwoo. That's enough to get through these first couple episodes, but I do want to see who he's going to be interacting with going forward.
Yeah, there's definitely some red flags that I don't want to say who, because I definitely was right, and it's pretty obvious.
Was that first episode or second episode, though?
No, I said first episode for sure.
I'm saying, was that second episode that happened?
Oh, yeah, it was second episode. Okay. That's why I'm not saying.
I couldn't remember.
But literally,
as we'll find out soon.
Dude said one line. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's gone. I'm like, that's it. So I think you are right, Mike. I didn't really think about that too much as far as the supporting cast, because I was kind of thinking more about, I guess, just like Jinwoo's journey and how he was going to make through all the stuff that he made it through, because this show definitely doesn't shy away from like blood and like the violence of, like, I guess just like not necessarily going to war, but having these actual battles with swords and whatnot. And people get hurt. People get hurt. People need healers. I mean, as much healing as they can get. So I don't know. It's just there are a lot of real stakes, and you can definitely feel that. So that's something I really like. But yeah, the supporting cast, I'm sure we haven't seen the true, I guess, what I was trying to think of. It's not protagonists. I don't know. The people that are going to be in his bubble later.
Supporting characters.
Yeah, supporting characters.
Yeah. I thought the healer was going to be one.
I
pulled up the poster after you were saying it.
Person I've seen in the poster is Arjun Wu.
Yeah, I think me and you might have saw the same poster. That's not the poster apparently for the show. I don't know what that poster is.
I don't know. I mean, like, there's a chance that she'll be important, but she just was a poster material. Like, I'm not discounting like she's gonna die or she's not gonna be here going forward, but like, clearly she's not in the cover art for this series, and I don't know what that means. Like, maybe she's only in 5 episodes and then he leaves and then he comes back and she comes back up later on in the season. I don't know.
Her name's Joo-hee, by the way. I couldn't remember it, so I had to Google it.
Joo-hee.
It's been a couple weeks for us. We get a little past there. That reminds me, though, Crunchyroll was nice enough to send some sort of solo leveling package. So
I have a mailbox to Crunchyroll. Just like to put that out there.
We're going to unbox it here live. We'll see what's in it. But you guys keep talking. I'm going to go get this box.
Yes, so, solo leveling.
I really can't believe that she's not in this poster. Can you share your screen?
Let's see. Are we talking about the same image? Share screen. Share. This one?
Yeah. So the image right below it, that's the poster I had only seen. The one right below it.
Oh, so I didn't even see this one.
That's sick. That's better than the official one.
I wonder
if that's the one where he was like laying on a block or something. Oh, maybe that is what I saw then. I saw.
Avoid the block one, because that's episode 2 spoilers.
That's also true.
Oh, no. Different. It was different.
So, yeah, no, I have no idea who that guy is behind him.
Yeah. Are there somebody else up top there? I really doubt that that's you said Joo-hee? Yeah, I don't think that's her. But you never know. Yeah, you never know. Oh yeah.
We're gonna see what's in this box. I'm gonna mute though, because you don't need to hear all the of this kunai going through the tape. So
that's fair. ASMR.
That's too much ASMR.
Hey, somebody's into it. And they're being underserved, Stitch.
That's fair. I hear you.
But yeah,
Leo said don't mute too.
There it is. See? I'm telling you. All right.
We're not going to do that muted.
That's who's into it. Leo's at home. Like, yes,
I got you, Leo. I got you.
We're here to support the people and give them what they want, right?
Yeah, there it is.
All right, let's see what we got.
You should give me a kunai letter opener.
We've got a lot of packaging peanuts. I don't know.
You just use scissors. That's lame.
Sorry.
Oh, you got a card? Scissors is lame, though. Like, come on. Be cool.
Man, I got limited income. Well, I just have a bunch of random knives. Scissors work. Swiper knows swiping. Listen, I want to hear that. I'm swiping.
Oh, here it is. I got a Minato one.
Okay.
If I'm getting something open letters, it's a katana.
All right. Jesus.
A katana?
Yep, I'm going to katana. I don't need no little knife. Give me a big one.
You got it.
Giant black box. I don't know.
A monolith.
Oh, boy. I'm scared. This is kind of heavy.
Could it be?
It better not be a head.
If I was quick enough to pull up, like, the... Oh, my gosh. Aaron Yeager's head. Kissing practice.
Speaking of which, Attack on Titan dub aired on Sunday last week, so I watched the finale again. It's still whack. Bless you.
Thank you. Did I make it in time, or did y'all hear it?
No, we heard it.
Oh, I heard nothing, but again, I'm cutting open this box, so I don't know.
Oh, I for sure heard it.
Damn, sorry.
Same.
I tried to mute.
Okay. This is like 5 million boxes, y'all.
Hey, it's a Russian stacking box?
Yep.
What else do I like about Soul Leveling? You know, I feel like whenever I watch something that's isekai-ish or just straight up isekai, I feel like the mechanics of the world is really how they sell me on it. So I'm curious to learn more about the world for sure.
Were you here for the capitalism of it?
Of course. A little bit, I guess.
I mean, with her salary, so.
Oh, that's a nice box, by the way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Is that a button at the top, or is it like...
Oh, it's a knife.
It's...
See, that's a letter opener right there.
Oh my gosh.
That's how you open your boxes. Just slash
your
open.
I forgot what movie it is. That's not a knife. This is a knife. That's Jamie right now.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
What's that from?
It's Kasuga's
it keeps Venom going.
Our Venom Spang.
There is a USB port back here. Hold up.
Oh my goodness.
Is that what that button at the top is?
We'll see.
I thought it was like a twist thing.
Is it a button?
Hopefully this is USB Type-C.
It's 2024.
I would hope so. Yeah.
It's not.
Oh. It's micro?
Yep.
Ew. Y'all. I have to deal with it for my watch. My watch, I bought it a long time ago, so it has micro USB, and it's awful.
What, do I even own a micro USB anymore?
Maybe it's like you plug it in so it lights up? Are there probably lights in there?
I can't tell. It's probably like a display case for this knife, but
we'll That's pretty see. Sick, though.
I will be back in like 20 seconds and look for a micro.
All right. While you're gone,
let's talk about the capitalism of this world.
Oh,
the
gosh. Fact
that these people were getting jobs to be hunters. They were getting legit headhunted. It was crazy.
I was saying, like, I don't think...
Check the chat. The
I don't think... What was the main character's name? I was struggling to put these together.
You're muted.
This is just one scene, I'm telling you.
One scene out of many.
Listen, that's not what the whole show is about. I told you, there's some weird things that be happening from season two onward, but there's still some interesting things about it. But definitely, season one is the best. There, I don't know if I recommend going weird, past season one.
There is weird season happens in season one already with the second arc.
Is that a... I don't know. I don't know why we... We're are talking, we still about, talking about
Sword Art?
He keeps trying.
I have. I can just Google and just make a compilation if you want. It's very easy.
That is not wanted or needed. The people have done that. But solo leveling, the capitalism of solo leveling. I don't think our MC needed to be a hunter. But if that didn't happen, we wouldn't have the story that we have. So at the same time.
So wait, I'm curious. What did you think he should be then?
Something that's not violent. Something that doesn't involve physical activity.
You can't be like the cleaning man of the dungeons afterwards.
I don't even think he has to be in the dungeon. Like, I don't think everybody works in the dungeon. Somebody got to work somewhere else, you know?
Somebody got to. This world does.
He could have been like, I don't know, working in the mail room, or I don't know how old he is or where he is in his career, but there's some corporate jobs he could have worked. Could have worked in the food industry. I don't know, man.
Speaking of food industry, we got a can here.
Is it full or is it empty?
This is a full can. It's cold, too.
Ooh, wow. Interesting.
It's a beer. Huh. Cool.
You gonna drink it?
I don't. Oh my gosh, it keeps going.
Good grief. This is a crazy box. Ooh, nice.
Oh, I was about to buy those, but then I decided to stay anime only.
Definitely we'll have to read these at some point.
Mm-hmm. Those are some thick books.
Going. They are really thick. It keeps going.
AJ is going to be proud.
Ooh, some choco pies.
They sent. Oh, see, this is why you open everything, guys. They put a USB in here. So nice.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. Send me the beer, though.
Definitely needed.
You got it.
What kind of beer is it?
I don't know.
Oh, get me those. Send me the gummy worms.
Gummy worms. I will mail you the gummy worms, Jamie. How about that?
Yes.
This is brewed with coriander and orange peel, by the way, Ditch. So there's that.
Sound like something Ditch would drink.
So does it? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't think it does. I'll try it in February. I'm dry January.
If you're listing the actual ingredients in something, I'm like, that sounds like something Ditch would drink.
That's crazy. I just drink tea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. This is supposed to light up, but the light's kind of flickering a little bit. But that's okay.
It might be dead. It was probably. You said it's cold, so I assume it was outside for a bit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how long it was on that truck. It's freezing right here in Wisconsin, so that's fair. But thank you.
Can we get a close up of the art?
Of the art, I tried. We'll try this one more time. Hold up.
Let's see. Hold on. Can I full screen you? There we go. Yeah, that's nice.
That's dope.
Nice little collector's item. I can't wait to go to your house, Mike.
I guess it's going to be replacing Bold and Brash over here. But
dang, Bold and Brash.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Ooh.
I can't wait to find out who Kasika is.
Yeah.
Has to be the other dude in the poster, right?
Let's see. Hold on. I still have that tab pulled up. We might be able to see the knife.
Oh, man.
Let's see. That looks different, actually. Oh, wait. No. That one down there. I don't know if y'all can see my mouse, but in his right
hand. We're going to go full screen on whatever Jamie's on.
Let me see. Open image in new tab. Let's enhance.
You're still sharing the same tab.
Oh, wait, share this tab. There we go.
Yo, that's it. We did it.
That's it. All right. That's it right there.
I still can't wait to figure out what Kasika is to this guy.
Yeah. I don't know who this man is, but you know, if I see his knife, I would know a thing.
See, perfect opportunity. You got one of two knives. We need the other one.
You know, I'm glad it was the second knife because we were talking mad crap about Jinwoo's earlier. And if they sent that one, that would have sucked.
Oh, that would have been, that would have been wild. I'm like, oh, you know what? This knife is better than I thought it was.
Nedovi, you're talking too much crap about it. Send it back.
Send it
back. Different knife. I was talking about a different knife.
Again, thank you, Crunchyroll, for sending that over. Yeah, can't wait to get into these books. And keep watching Solo Leveling. But unboxing aside, this show is really fun. I can't wait for episode 3. And that's the annoying part of screeners, is that like this week is going to be an episode I've already seen. But that's cool, you know? That's kind of what I appreciate about Metallic Rouge, the next show we're about to talk about. We only got one episode, and it's great. The dub comes out at the same time, and I can't wait to watch that in dub. That'll be a new experience. I
listened to the dub today. It was good.
The disappointing part is it was a week behind Solo Leveling, so this week it's still like, you gotta wait a week.
Yeah, that's fair. Any other thoughts on Solo Leveling, though, before we move on to Metallic Rouge?
Y'all should try it out. Watch it. It definitely does not involve any of the negative things that we have been talking
about. Whatever they were saying, from what I know of Sword Art Online now,
no it's listen, not the no. That's not whatever. What you know. That's this propaganda. Tea,
I'm just pointing that out. I didn't know this was green tea.
Ooh, that's interesting, actually. Green tea and chocolate.
Matcha, you know. I get it.
I've had a matcha mocha. Oh. I've only ever had like just straight matcha. But delicious. I wonder if that plays into, don't they have like food and stuff in Solo Leveling? Didn't we see people eat something? I feel like we did.
I don't know if it was special food, was it? I don't remember that.
I don't think it was special, no.
I was going to say, I thought it was just like, you know, it's still real life. They got to eat.
Yeah, I think it was just food.
That's fair. I don't know.
But like, maybe it was the same kinds of foods that they ate. Oh, fair.
I mean, yeah, it could be.
We know homie's broke, so, you know. Maybe he'll be like Denji and he'll finally be able to eat.
Oh,
you think he's so getting sad. Paid, man?
Once he levels up, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, that's fair. He'll eventually get paid.
He got the little crystal thing so far. He could sell that for a little something. A little cheeseburger.
You better sell that dollar knife.
For a cheeseburger.
Hey, man, he's hungry.
Wild.
Yeah, Metallic Rouge.
Metallic Rouge. This is from Studio Bones. This is low-key like the sleeper of the season to me because I've seen nobody really talk about it. I know we didn't do our winter anime preview like we normally do, so we missed it. But when they sent over the screener, the synopsis sounded interesting. Once we watched it, I really loved this show. Like, a lot. This is one of the few anime I'm going to watch on a weekly basis. That doesn't happen a lot. I'm usually watching sequels or second seasons of shows I'm already watching. But this hooked me, episode 1, which I think is interesting because, again, Solo Leveling, as much as I love that show, we did get 2 episodes, so it kind of had a leg up for this show to hook me in 20 minutes. Very impressive. What y'all think?
I really like Metallic Rouge. I actually, shout out to Geekset, I went to Anime NYC, and that's where they showed like the first little teaser for Metallic Rouge. I'm like, okay, this is definitely going on my list. I should definitely check this out.
Tell me about it then.
I feel like I totally did. I feel like I told people
I remember that I going saw this blind. I don't remember you saying a thing.
Maybe I didn't describe it as much, but I do definitely remember making the mental note after watching it. And it's giving me like kind of a cyberpunk-ish vibe while also having like some, I guess, Power Ranger-ish elements with like the suits coming in and everything. And we got to watch the first episode with friend of the show, Nerd with the Tech, aka Trayvon, and he loved that. He's all about Power Rangers and stuff, so I feel like if you have a Power Rangers fan near you, you should definitely watch it with them because they're gonna
I've never seen Trayvon get that excited watching an anime before.
Right,
in Japanese. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that was the part, it wasn't even the dub, that was the part that was crazy.
Yeah, but this is definitely, it's like cyberpunkish. It kind of has like a little bit of a spy element to it with Rouge kind of, I guess she's kind of on a mission. We don't quite fully understand it quite yet. But I'm really digging the first episode, and I'm excited to, same as Mike, watch it week to week.
Yes, yeah, same. It's on my watch list now. It threw me for a loop because I thought the lady... We are going spoiler with this, right? I want to make sure.
Yeah, the first episode, obviously. Episode one aired. So, yeah. Okay, spoilers for Metallica Grease. I haven't seen it yet. I think I can't
remember. Just first off, the singer, Sarah, when she got... I think she got killed at the end. That threw me for a loop because I thought she was going to be one of the main characters.
Yeah.
And granted, same. Maybe she didn't die and maybe she's going to come back in another episode. Obviously, we only saw the first one. But it felt very weird to see like her supposed demise right away, and I was like, well, where do we go from here? And that any before anything else hooked me, because I was like, well, now I have to figure out this entire story.
And there's this whole like group of, I think they call them like the Immortal Nine or something along those lines, of people that have these suits that they can like, I guess, transform into. We have no idea what's going on with that. It's very interesting. I feel like Sarah, I don't think she's dead. I feel like we won't see her for a little bit, but I think she'll come back.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, she was definitely like defeated wherever, but like I said, I didn't expect that Rouge was looking for her. Like that wasn't what I was expecting. I thought that was sort of like the team up that was going to happen. Yeah. And the fact that she's apparently like an assassin, it almost seems like you said, it's very mysterious. The world is great. It definitely has that like cyberpunk vibe, that neo-noir. I think that was like another term that they call it.
I'm gonna start saying that.
that's the Blade Runner aesthetic. It's
neo-noir,
cyberpunky, you know.
So I'm really excited for more of this. Like I said, it's kind of, I wish it would have premiered last week, so that way this week would have been a new episode.
Yeah.
That's a good problem to have, though. It's like you just want to see more.
It
definitely, we're talking aesthetically, right? It's gorgeous. You can tell that Bones put a lot of love and care into this. And I think we were looking into it. This isn't based on a manga or any type of comic book, right, Isaac?
This is not based on anything
previous.
This is an original thing from Bones.
Nice.
So it's clearly a passion project because Bones is very busy doing so many other things. They didn't have to do this series, but that means that they had an idea and they're pursuing it fully. And we can see that with the art. We can see that with the story. It's very well-paced, I would say. Like, you know, with some adaptations, sometimes they don't give you everything because they want to make it stretch out a little bit, or they pad the episodes with a little bit of filler. With this one, like Didge was saying earlier, like, I did not know where this was going to go. And that kind of kept me on the edge of my seat the entire time. And it is echoing some of those, like, Blade Runner elements, with the replicants and the humans and this world that they kind of set up. I really do want to see where Rouge goes because I think she's an interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in seeing the lady that's with her, Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Because like we know that she's sort of like her reconnaissance person, I guess.
Yeah, like the handler.
Yeah.
The bird.
What is her story?
Yeah.
No idea.
I would like to know more as well. She seems fun. And there's also, I don't know if when we watched the first episode that they had the ending, or at least like a temporary ending or something, but I actually watched the ending today and they showed a lot of scenes from what I assume to be future episodes. And there are a bunch of scenes of Rouge and Naomi kind of like walking together, kind of like buddy-buddy, I guess. So that we'll definitely see that relationship develop, or at least I feel like we will.
We didn't get an ending or an intro, I don't think, for this series, because I remember we were watching and it just stopped and we thought it
froze. Yeah.
I remember asking about, wait, had this one frozen or something?
They did put an ending in there now. We did get to see scenes.
Full transparency, when we got Furin, they didn't do that either. And that was so confusing at first.
Yeah. Correction. They didn't have one at the first two episodes, but on the third episode, they had an opening
for whatever
reason.
it was pretty cool. Like, I don't know why. I don't know. Anime timeline is weird.
Right. Isaac, what are your thoughts on lunch? Maybe. But they put on episode 3. I don't get it.
About this show, it's very intriguing show, and it's funny that you made specifically cyberpunk, because my head was sort of like Blade Runner with an essence of Trigun meets Metal Gear Solid kind of deal, with the whole technology. And Ditch, have you said Trigun?
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, one of the characters looked like someone that was related to Wash in
We were talking about that. Yeah, I completely forgot to mention that. Bro, dude looked exactly like Vash.
Which was kind of fun. And as someone that is a fan of Blade Runner, I am very intrigued to watch this moving forward. And I mean, some of the better animes has been anime originals. Just look at Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo. So,
speaking of which, I'm so excited for Lazarus.
Yeah, when is that coming out?
2024. I don't know. I assume it has to be summer for Toonami, because it's by Adult Swim. So,
oh my god, I have to watch Adult Swim for the first time in years. Wow.
I haven't watched it in years either.
You don't watch Rick and Morty. I get it.
I watched that on Hulu.
Interesting.
I do sometimes, they'll stream on YouTube and I'll check it out just to see what's going on. They're a very interesting network.
When you're only like 4 hours of Cartoon Network's entire week, you can do whatever you want.
Yep. It really still doesn't have a date.
Oh, come on now. I need it.
It's a shame.
But yeah, Lazarus does look really cool. I thought about that. Hold on. Let me put that on my serialized so I don't forget.
Yep. I got to do the same. But no. The show, though. True
cinephiles right here, baby. You know it. Love to see it. No, but all that because Isaac mentioned Cowboy Bebop, and it's just like, I need to see that next series from this creator. Back to Metallic Rouge, though. You're right. Original anime can be awesome. And I think that's one thing from this episode that we recorded today. I'm really excited because we have Solo Leveling, which is not based on a manga, which is doesn't happen too often. It's kind of unique in this space. We don't get a lot of those. Then we have Metallic Rouge, which is a completely original IP idea. And already, those are probably going to end up being two of my favorite anime of the entire year.
Yes.
Definitely my favorite of this season so far.
Mm-hmm.
Frieren is still there. We shall see.
I got to watch. I got to go back.
That's the last season show, though. No, it's still running, second, but that's
second core is the season, though.
So I
can catch up before then.
I will admit, watching the first core of the Fear and maybe order the first three volumes of the Fear and manga. It was that good.
It was great.
I keep hearing good things.
It's great. I'm still like two episodes behind finishing it, but it's been a good time.
I gotta catch up for sure.
And she's so cold in one of the episodes. That's just amazing.
So, Mike, you said you were gonna watch this weekly. I know. Obviously, Isaac and Jamie are. Are you gonna watch it dubbed or subbed?
I watch the dub as long as I can. You know how it goes. It starts out simuldub, and then it'll fall a week behind, or 2 weeks behind, or 3 weeks. Oh,
I didn't know. I didn't know that's how it went because I usually
a lot of times it does. Stuff.
Oh well.
The pandemic did that because I like pre-pandemic, like My Hero Academia would just stay on pace.
Yeah, from beginning that's to what end. I heard.
But now it doesn't, and so it's like, we'll see. If I like the dub, because remember, usually I start out in dub. So I start out in sub. the voices might be weird. I gotta watch that episode to find out.
I liked it.
Oh, you watched it dubbed? Okay.
Yeah, I watched Solo Leveling and Metallic Rouge earlier today just to make sure I didn't forget slash overstep, especially on Solo Leveling. So
that's fair. Yeah, I know I watched Solo Leveling just because, like you said, I didn't know where because it was all one chunk for us. I didn't know where it stopped. So I was like, all right, I need to actually watch this.
It sucks because they left off on a freaking cliffhanger. What happens after that? I'm like, y'all definitely stay tuned. They left
us off on a cliffhanger too. So it's but like, yeah, they actually another one.
Anime studios are masters in doing cliffhangers. You should know that by now.
Tune in next time. Still, it's just like, oh.
It's very weekly good. Releases, baby. Gotta love it. I'm excited though. A lot of great shows, a lot of other shows that are still coming out that I want to check out too. Got to get caught up. Like Classroom of the Elite season 3 started.
How is that?
It's a good show. I'm not caught up though, so like I can't start season 3 yet, but from what I've seen, it's really good.
I saw it on the front page of Crunchyroll. It was recommended to me and I was like, I have no idea what this is.
They keep recommending season 3 to me and they know that I'm on season 1 still. So it's like, what's just recommend season 2.
Yikes. They've done that with Blue Exorcist for me too.
Honestly, okay. skip the first season if you're gonna watch.
By the way, did you know that there is going to be something new anime related for Blue Exorcist? I'm not sure as to what it really is.
I will not partake.
But Blue Exorcist is getting something.
Yeah, doesn't it start this Saturday?
Yeah, I think
I believe so.
Jeremy, what did Blue Exorcist do to you?
Oh, okay. So I was like, I don't want to spoil it for anybody that wants to go into it, but also I feel like y'all should know. Maybe Aizen understands.
Sounds like an Aizen statement.
If you aren't aware, season Welcome 1 show, of Blue Aizen. Exorcist, it was cool. Season 2 of Blue Exorcist was kind of like a remix of season 1, which was unexpected. And I was like, what is happening here? And then are we on season 3? What season are we on? I don't know. Whatever happened after the remixing. I only saw 2
seasons, so it's like, if there's more than that, then
I think whatever happened after the remixing, I was not into it all. And I was like, I was kind of not super hot on the anime anyway, so I just decided I'm dropping it.
That's fair then.
Yeah. I don't Noted. Understand. I don't understand why they did what they did, but just to let y'all know.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. This is the third season. So the first season had 25 episodes. The second had 12, which now I think I haven't seen the second season because I feel like I have not seen more than 20 episodes of this show. I'm going to have to rewatch and check.
I don't even know if I recommend that, but you know, you do you. You do you, dude.
What I remember was decent.
Oof. The first season is decent.
Not according to Aizen.
Yeah, but, I was going to say.
It's after that season where I feel the like
manga is supposedly, supposedly leads better than anime, according to my
I would
sister.
Hope so. I would mean, hope to write a lot of chapters and then write them again, but you know.
She's reading that and collecting it, not me, so I can't speak from my personal preference.
Did y'all know MAPPA had another show coming out this month? That was news to me.
No, what is it?
It's Buchigiri, I think is the name.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. I just, looking at the press release Crunchyroll sent, I was just kind of going what else comes out this month. I'm like, huh, MAPPA's still releasing a show. After all that, I hope those workers are okay.
Oh, man. Click the wrong thing.
Can they please just... It's so what ironic.
Looks kind of fun.
It's so ironic. MAPPA was created by people from Madhouse that wanted to do another studio because of the working condition in Madhouse. Now they are arguably, as far as I know, based on what I've heard, worse than Madhouse. And Madhouse have become better. And they're Chainsaw Man season one director has gone away from up and started his own animation studios.
Oh, I saw that.
Whose name I can't recall right now. Let me bullshit.
Who else so that kind of their own studio?
That kind of brings up another question. We're just to answer your question, Aizen. We're just hanging out, talking. I guess we're gonna jump into this MAPPA thing right quick. So we had the Chainsaw Man announcement, right, at Jump Festa. Yeah. And that the next arc is gonna be adapted into a movie, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do we think the direction for Chainsaw Man goes? Like, because if the original director from season one has officially left MAPPA, what do they do with Chainsaw going forward?
It's honestly a very good point for one specific reason. How should I put it? Because Japan hated season one. And then I really mean hated it.
That's wild.
And when it comes to Japanese animation studios or Japanese companies as a whole, they usually listen to the Japanese customers first. So I don't know if they are going to stick with what they did originally, just to honor Fujimoto is the mangaka's name, I do believe. I can't recall on top of my head, but or they are doing sort of like a reboot in terms of the art design or a mix in between. I don't know. So honestly, I can't rule it. We know once they will release the first trailer, I dare argue. We don't know except too much.
I'm kind of curious, like, what made Chainsaw Man so unlikable for the Japanese market? Because I feel like, from what I read a few chapters of the manga for Chainsaw Man, and I feel like it was adapting it pretty well. I will say that the director, I want to say it's the director that helped like create the opening. That's where it has all of the like Easter eggs, different like movies and stuff. A lot of them being like American or like based on American culture. So I'm wondering if like maybe there were some other like Americanisms, I guess, I don't know, or something where they were kind of like departed from the core of Chainsaw Man, and that's why the Japanese audience didn't like it, or I'm not completely sure. But where they go from here, that's hard to say for me.
As far as I can tell, there is the thing, it is way too westernized, not as sort of like colorful and sane. What's the anime with a guy that is stuck in a reptile?
Dorohedoro?
Yes. It's sort of like a mixture between that and what's the name that of the manga that is supposed to get the Dandanda. Also, when people saw the trailer for Dandanda, those two were the comparison when people say that that's how those that were against the Chainsaw Man season one. These two is sort of like how Chainsaw Man, in terms of the look and style, should have looked like when they were adapting it.
You know, now that you say that, all of the covers I've seen for Chainsaw Man and like the art that has come from the manga, they are very colorful. And so I can kind of see why people would be sad, I guess, from like the like an artistic perspective. But as far as like the story and everything, I feel like they nailed that. So I don't know if I would judge the anime so harshly on them like picking some darker colors, because there's some dark like stuff that happens in Chainsaw Man and throughout the whole anime. So I don't know. I feel like choosing a very bright color palette, at least for season one, would have been a little strange. We'll see if that changes as Denji matures and his skills progress. But
and also, when it comes to the movie, the I can say that it's a fairly short arc, so to speak. So it may I think it makes sense to make it a movie kind of deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm curious to see how that's gonna come together.
It released like a 30-second tease, right? So we did at least see that stylistically it feels a little it feels similar to season one. So there's that. Like, I don't think it's gonna be that drastic change in that film, but I don't know if like over time we'll see it start to morph and change a little bit subtly, because you can't drastically change the show, I don't think, from season one.
Unless they pull a JoJo, I don't know. JoJo's be switching the colors up sometimes.
That's interesting. True. I was reading like some of the translated reviews. Like people on Reddit were talking about like why did the Japanese hate it? And I guess in a lot of the translated reviews, they said that it really wasn't faithful. Like too much stuff added.
Someone that is reading Chainsaw Man, I don't really get what people are talking about, because it's fairly truth to the manga.
Yeah, I'm curious like what they're referring to.
It's so.
One of the ones that they directly translated was like, Aki was a character whose family was killed by a gun devil and lives like exhausted by revenge. Yet you're drinking coffee. You know, they showed the scenes of her grinding the beans and all of that. They were like, they're just adding too much stuff. And especially for a 12 episode season, that sort of it seems like what was their downfall.
That's it. So like, that's interesting. Something that people really liked about the show was that it took its time with like, you know, like the simple things in life. And then when things got crazy, that's how you knew like, oh, this is very different than what we just saw.
I can give the people the whole idea of some argue that it should have been a 24 episode season, and that I can get, but besides that, no.
All the same content in 24 episodes? I feel like that's going to drag things out quite a bit.
That might make it worse for some of the complaints that they're having.
It's weird to me because, like having read some chapters of the manga, I feel like it's been a faithful adaptation from what I can see. And to what Jane was saying earlier about like the color palette, I'm going to be real. As somebody who's been on this podcast and complained about how Studio Bones colors My Hero Academia, I can also sit here and say that's not going to ruin the show for me, because guess what? Manga's black and white. I don't care what the cover looks like. They can take creative liberties and do whatever they want, except Zom 100. Blood got to be colorful.
I guess I never thought of it. That's an interesting topic of this coloring isn't correct. When you're reading or you're watching something that's from a black and white adaptation or like a black and white medium.
Right. And it's like, that's why I said like the only thing where I could like see the complaints is maybe from the cover art. Cause the cover art is always like very colorful and they have like neon green blood and all this other stuff. And I'm like, if that's what they were kind of imagining for the color palette of the whole manga or like the source material, then I can kind of see why they would be disappointed. But again, it doesn't really change the source material that you liked. Like, you didn't like the manga because of the colors, you liked it because of the story and the artistry. So I don't know, very strange.
It'll be an interesting development, that's for sure. Jumping into the comments right quick, have you guys been keeping up with Mashal Magic and Muscles?
I haven't. I watched the first episode and I was like, oh, I like this. I should watch more of this. And ain't been back since.
I'm going to put it on my watch list now. I kind of want to see it, but at the same time, there's been so many other things that have drawn my attention. So,
people who I know who have watched it have still nothing but good things to say about it.
Yeah, I know it has a season 2 coming. So I know people liked it.
I know that people are calling it Harry Potter meets One Punch Man, and as far as I can tell, based on the snippets that is on Twitter and all, I can understand that assessment.
That's hilarious.
Well, we got a recommendation. We should watch it. Add to the list.
Yep.
My immense backlog just gets bigger. Guys, I think that's it for the day. We had some great conversations about what's going on in the industry. Two great shows that premiered this winter. I can't wait to come back next week, kind of recap what's been going on, and maybe next week we finally do the winter preview of like what else is coming this year, because it's stacked. It's a loaded
good idea.
That is a good idea.
Isaac, where can the good folks find you?
Well, you can find me over at Emblemaniac on Twitter, as you can see on my... I don't give a shit.
I'm going to call it Twitter.
Yeah. I'm going to try and start to use Instagram a bit more.
Okay.
Hopefully I am... Now that I have two key components ready, I hopefully start something that I have been in planned to do for a good while. So keep I can update on that. And now with everything settled in, I hopefully will be able to fix those Legend of Zelda episodes also.
Oh, yeah. That'll be cool.
Very, you know.
Keep an eye out.
Definitely. Keep an eye out for Zelda. Maybe those episodes will be ready in time for the Switch 2 announcements. We can have a time. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bitch, thanks for joining us, man. Where can folks find you and your work?
Oh, thanks for having me. You can find me at Didge_D. And that is DEE. You can see it in the bottom left corner there. And you can also find more of my work over on the Chatter After Live page also. I'm there, you know, Monday, Wednesdays, whenever we stream. Mm-hmm. And also at Geek Set Podcast. And that is GEEK Set Podcast everywhere.
Swiper Prime.
That's me. I've been playing. Ocarina of Time. I've been doing a playthrough of that. I actually need to upload that episode when we get off, so it airs tomorrow. But I'm gonna be going through Death Mountain, so I'm talking to some Gorons. Gorons. I haven't gotten scammed, but I was near death multiple times, so I'd rather be scammed. Make sure to check that out. I'm also streaming Persona 5 Tactica on Twitch. It's been a lot of fun. I've been enjoying it. The challenge, the bonus side missions are... I spend more time doing those than the actual main missions, but they're fun. I like challenging myself. So yeah, make sure to check those out. Recommend a good anime. Delicious in Dungeon.
Metallic Rouge.
So lovely.
Frary. Beyond Journey's End.
Fantastic shows. Guys, you can find me here every single Thursday talking anime. You can also find my written work at collider.com and over on the Chatter After podcast. We just uploaded a video on La La Land. Next week, we're going to be reviewing Echo. Marvel's Echo, really good show. Yeah. So that's going to be fun. Monday night live. Check out that channel over there. And of course, on Novice Cinephile, we're going to be talking Avatar Last Airbender from now until the Netflix show comes out February 22nd. But until then, keep watching anime. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.